السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. In the last period we had discussed with regards to what is meant by striking the wife, giving the wife one shot, right? And in Ramadan Sharif we had four programs or something over the Sundays with regards to marriage. I think the last program was with regards to dispute resolution, and this was discussed in detail there. What's the whole process, right? Thereafter you get elders involved, other people involved, etc. So you must try and listen to it, listen to that recording also, and get a better understanding. At the time when our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he left 9 Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhunna ajma'in. 9 wives Nabi sallam had when he had passed away. 2 had passed away in his lifetime, right? But 9 of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, right, were living after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away. So these honorable wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mothers of this ummah, they were not angels, they were human beings, right? They were normal human beings. They were normal women, and the usual rivalry which is natural between co-wives also took place amongst them. They too used to have their little squabbles, they too used to have their tinge of we won't use the word jealousy for them, but at times they too, like when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married to Ma Safiya radiallahu anha in the battle of Khaybar. So now Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't even at home, he was at Khaybar. He made nikah to Ma Safiya radiallahu anha, and now he was returning with her to Madina Munawara, and news reached Madina Munawara that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married Khaybar, and very, very pretty wife. Ma Safiya radiallahu anha was exceptionally beautiful. So Ma Aisha radiallahu anha, she came out to see now who is this competition that has come. Because Ma Aisha radiallahu anha was the favorite. She was the favorite. And now everybody is talking about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made nikah to Ma Safiya radiallahu anha, and she's very beautiful, and she's like this and like that. She was like a princess. So naturally, now she wants to see who is this person who is coming into the household. And there used to always be some, few words, right, between the two of them. But the issues which normally spring up between husband and wife also occurred between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. They were human beings, normal people, right? Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, not only did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never lift his hand on any female his entire life, but whenever he entered the home, he would do so smiling. What message we are getting here is that although Shariat has given this allowance, right, of a man in an extreme, extreme situation, giving his wife one shot, but noble character demands that a man never does this. Although it is there in an extreme situation of rebellion, a man can do this for tarbiyat of his wife, right? But noble character demands that a person never exercises that. He never exercises that option. Although Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who is teaching the ummah that this is allowed, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever did it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't only have one wife, 11 wives, not once did he ever do it. The sunnat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he never ever struck any woman. Never ever. Although there is consent to strike the wife, and when we're talking about striking the wife, it is with all this explanation that we have given. Nonetheless, this is only in extreme circumstances. But better than that is to practice on the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is never to strike a woman and to always enter the home smiling. Today, men that are hitting their wives, spousal abuse, they are doing it in anger and for silly, stupid reasons. They're going to be answerable for that. They're going to be answerable for that. That is oppression, it is zulam. There's no right, a man has got no right to smack his wife and boot his wife and all. No. I explained to you in the last period what is meant. Just a light sting that must leave no marks. Just for her to realize that, hey, you know what, I'm way overstepping the mark now. Right? Gee. We understand that the relationship between the husband and the wife is of utmost importance. The Sharia and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had laid much stress on this. If the spouses do not fulfill the rights of each other, then the repercussions of this will reflect on not only their home environment, but on both their families also. This in turn will have an adverse effect on society as a whole. You see, I'll give you an example, right? I received an email the other day. This person says, I'm married for 4 years, 5 years or whatever, we've got 2 children, but we're fighting too much. I love my wife, she loves me, but I don't know why we're fighting so much, right? Every week, we must have a major fight. Then she won't be talking to me, I won't be talking to her. You know, this will continue 1-2 days, then we'll make up, then after a couple of days again we'll have one fight. Right? So he's trying to fathom what's causing the fight. Right? He's saying, we said, we spoke about it, this, that, but we can't get to the bottom of it. And then he goes on to mention something. He says, and the irony of the whole thing is we hardly spend much time together, so I don't know why we fight. Eh? I leave home 8 o'clock in the morning, go to work, I come home in the evening, right? Just before Maghrib, I have my meal, and then I'm very active in a certain dini work. So I go to go for mulaqats and all of that. So that takes 2.5-3 hours. So I come home every night about 9 o'clock, 9:30. So I don't know why we're still fighting. Right. So I just wrote there, I said, look, by you and your wife, both of you all, you need to go to, because I don't know who this person is. Right? He just wrote. He wrote his name there, but I don't know him. Right? So you all need to go to an anim, a bit of a senior anim, and seek advice, because there's definitely something that is troubling your wife and she cannot explain it to you. That's why she's behaving like this. Right? And I can tell you what's troubling her. He's not spending time with her. That is the problem. Right? You get married, you got a young wife, your marriage is still young, and every night you want to go 2.5-3 hours? Which wife is going to tolerate that? Now, if she speaks out, then it will be, you want me to do Allah's work, and this is the work of deen, and maybe her father also is a big jamaat worker or something, they'll make her feel like she's a munafiq or something. And that's why I too never comment. Because if I have to tell him, but you need to cut down your mulaqats in the night, then it will be, you are anti-tabligh. I remember this thing happened to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali once. One girl was studying in Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's madrasa, and then she got married. And the person she got married to, that person, every night he wants to give his 2.5 hours to the masjid. Right? Now fine, that 2.5 hours you must give, etc. It's not a faraz, right? But it's a good thing to do. But now you just got married, you got the young wife, she's alone in the house. You can't start from day one now, 2.5 hours every night. I mean, why you don't sacrifice your shop time? You're so concerned about deen, sacrifice your shop time. That you don't want to sacrifice. Your money must come. But the time to sit with your wife, then that's easy for you to sacrifice. You're out with the boys, you go 2.5 hours, 3 hours and come. So when Hazrat Rahmat, when this case was brought to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and then Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali advised the person that, look, boy, give it a break. Don't go every night, 2.5 hours and all that. Now give it a break for a while. After it, you start going, go do your in-gush, out-gush, and then slowly, you know, start seeing how you can give the time, maybe give half an hour Zohr time, half an hour Fajr time, you know. Give 1 hour for now, don't give 2.5 hours, etc. So then the story came out that Hazrat is anti-tabligh. It's not anti-tabligh. Whether the person, there's so many people who are going by their sheikh, right? And Hazrat is to shout them and chase them away. They used to be coming by Hazrat. Hazrat used to shout them and chase them away. But you got a young wife, you go away home, your wife is expecting, your wife is going to give birth anytime, you can't come here with me, you can't travel with me, you go home. There's a time and place for everything. Deen is balanced. Now when a person goes, he's just one track minded, he's not prepared to listen to anything else, then you have problems in your marriage. You have problems in your marriage, right? So this person, most probably that is the problem. I mean, every night, imagine the whole day she's alone, right? And every night, husband is coming home 9 past 9 in the night. How is she going to live like this? She got 2 small children. Now the time in the evening when the husband can come and relieve her a little bit, she can have a bit of a break or something. Now he's not in the house. How is she going to manage? So that is the problem. 9 out of 10, that will be the problem. Ji. Hazrat Amr bin Ahwas radiallahu ta'ala states that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once gave a sermon where he praised Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he said, listen carefully, I advise you to have amicable relations with your wives. They are prisoners in your home. Why prisoners in your home? Because they cannot do anything without your consent. They can't leave the house without your permission. Anything they want to do, they need your permission. So look after them properly. Take care of them properly. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stressed greatly on having good relations with wives. Right? Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said that we should derive lesson from an innocent, uneducated girl who, just because of 2 sentences, proposal and acceptance, she has established a relationship with one man, and she has left and forsaken her parents, her family, her home, her friends, and sometimes even her village, just to go and live with this one man. Just 2 sentences, right? She just asked, this man has proposed for you, wants to marry you, do you accept? And she says, I accept, make my nikah to him, finish. Now once she does this, she has to give up everything. Now she has given up everything in her life to come and stay with this one man. And he can't make sabr a little bit. Over 1-2 things, he can't make sabr. He can't cut her some slack here and there. She had relinquished all other ties and became solely her husband's. So much of loyalty and sacrifice just based on 2 simple sentences. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said that the women have so much of trust that they are prepared to sacrifice everything and give themselves over to their husbands based on 2 simple sentences, and yet you cannot give yourself over to your Rabb based on 2 simple sentences of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. What a great ibrat from here. They take 2 sentences and they prepare to give themselves over now to the husband. Whatever the husband wants, however the husband wants them to live, they live like that. I mean, a girl, before she goes to stay with the husband, what does she know about the husband? What does she know? We are Muslims, right? Muslims don't date and go out and all that. We only eat dates. We don't date and go out and all these things, right? So she knows nothing about her husband. But because it's Allah's hukam, and she has taken these two words, these two sentences, she now leaves her father's house, hand in hand with that man, and goes away with him to his house. A total stranger to her. 5 minutes ago, he was a total stranger to her. So much of trust. Now when that lady has done so much, cannot a man do a little bit, make it a little comfortable for her, make it a little easy for her? We mustn't be selfish thinkers. Only think about ourselves. Only want our things this way, and why my thing not done like that? When you get married, you have to make your wife very, very comfortable. She has left everything that she is accustomed to, and she has come into a strange environment. So the husband needs to go out of his way. He is in his comfort zone. She is not in her comfort zone. She has to find her feet. So the man needs to go out of his way to ensure that she is comfortable. So we will stop here. And after this, now you go to the section. It is impermissible for the wife, right, to emerge from the home without her husband's consent. Okay, we're going to go there next. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.